Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my very special guest is Mandy Matty. She is a managing volunteer with No One Left Behind, which is an organization that helps interpreters from Iraq and Afghanistan who are resettling in the United States after the very dangerous work they've done over there helping the U.S. military. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Miriam.
Now, what drew our attention today, in addition to talking about the organization, we want to lead off by talking about one particular interpreter and his family right here in East County in El Cajon that needs some help. Can you tell us what happened?
We have a family that we recently resettled in El Cajon about 6 months ago. They arrived from Afghanistan. He helped the organization USAID in Afghanistan as an interpreter. And we got them resettled here and on their feet. And then they suffered a tragic apartment fire last week and lost everything.
That's awful. The family is Ahmed Shurish and his wife, and they have three children. Now, how old are the kids?
They have an 8-year-old boy, a 6-year-old girl, and a 4-year-old girl.
Wow. So they need absolutely everything. Now, the fire started in their upstairs neighbor's apartment, and Ahmed actually ran into the flames to save his neighbor's baby upstairs. And then when the sprinklers came on, it ruined everything in his own family's apartment between the fire and the water. They lost everything. What can people do if they want to help this family?
If people would like to donate, they can find our public Facebook page, the No One Left Behind San Diego chapter on Facebook, or they can go to nooneleft.org and they can donate that way.
Okay, and there's also a GoFundMe account that's been set up for the Shurish family. That's spelled S-H-U-R-I-S-H. Or you can go to our website at eastcountymagazine.org, and we have a story up about it in our People Power section with all of these links if you didn't catch them on the air. So let's talk a little bit more about No One Left Behind, what the organization is all about and what it does.
No One Left Behind is a national organization that was started several years ago to help combat interpreters and other locals in Iraq and Afghanistan that have helped U.S. forces and U.S. companies help them immigrate here to the U.S. because after they've helped us over there, they're often then put on death lists by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for helping us. So we try to bring them here to safety. We've had folks here that we've resettled whose children have been kidnapped by the Taliban, who have had brothers and family members murdered simply because they worked for U.S. forces.
Wow. So it's really important to help take care of these good people who've helped take care of our military and help protect our soldiers over there.
It is. It really is a matter of national security, because if we leave these folks behind literally to die, the next time we're in a foreign zone and we need help from the locals, they're going to look at how we treated the last people that helped us.
Right. You were a soldier yourself.
I was. I served in Iraq in 2005.
There you go. And I understand that you helped one of the soldiers in a very personal way.
I did. I actually fell in love and married my Iraqi translator over there.
Amazing. And you can read about that. She has a book out about it, by the way. We've interviewed you before on the show. And the name of that book is?
My book is A Foreign Affair, that tells the story of my deployment to Iraq and how I met and fell in love with my husband.
Very good. I understand that you have a new book coming out that is all about interpreters. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the new book is Voicing the Eagle, and it is already out. It's now available on Amazon, and it tells my husband's story of being a local Iraqi who was recruited right off the streets by a U.S. Army officer to come and help translate.
Very good. How many translators have been resettled right here in San Diego County, do you know?
We have had a little over 1,000, I believe, that have come here on SI visas, not just interpreters, but anybody that worked for U.S. forces in any capacity in Iraq or Afghanistan qualifies for this special immigrant visa.
Well, we certainly want to help support all of these folks that supported our troops. Back to the family that lost everything in the fire. If people can't afford a financial donation, but they maybe have items to donate, what items does this family most need right now?
any household good or necessity, basic necessity, toiletries, dishes, linens, towels, clothing, shoes, those items are all so helpful for this family as well as other families that we have.
Yeah, I can't imagine how devastating that must be to resettle out of a war zone, fleeing with your life at stake, coming here with probably very little, restarting, getting an apartment, finally getting back on your feet again, only to have a fire that destroyed absolutely everything. Do we know what caused the fire?
We do not know what caused the fire yet. It is still under investigation, but it actually started in the apartment above theirs.
Oh,
but of
goodness.
Course, it engaged the sprinkler system, so then that ruined everything.
Oh, how awful for them. Well, it's wonderful, Mandy, that you are helping, that no one left behind. The organization you're involved with is working to help not only this family, but so many other interpreter families that have helped our troops. And again, if people want to get more information, you can go to the website
noonelef.org.
Okay, and you can designate a donation for the Shurish family, the fire family. Mandy, I'm going to let you have the final word today. What else would you like our listeners to know, either about your efforts to help the Shurish family or about the No One Left Behind organization?
These folks that we're resettling really are heroes for our country. They have stood shoulder to shoulder with our military on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have bled for our causes. And the least we can do, at least in my opinion, is help them resettle and find safety here.
Very good. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Mandy Maddie, who is a volunteer manager with No One Left Behind, helping these interpreters that are relocating over here who helped our troops, and also right now specifically helping the Ahmed Shurish family that's lost everything in a fire here in El Cajon. Mandy, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you so much for having me.